Blue Cliff Record, Case 71. Hyakujo asked Goho, "How would you say something with your lips and throat closed?" Goho said, "Your reverence too should close your lips and throat." Hyakujo said, "I will shade my eyes and gaze out toward you where there is no one to be seen." This afternoon we continue making up pesos that have disappeared. And we find ourselves in the middle of a series. Hyakujo, or Baijan, had three attendants at this particular time, and he fired the same question at each of them. Hyakujo, as you know, was the teacher of Obaku, or Hwangpo, who in turn was the teacher of Rinzai, or Linji. So our ancestor on that particular side of the lineage. His brother teacher was Nansen, a teacher of Joshu. Earlier, he had asked Issan. Hyakujo said to Issan, "How would you say something with your lips and throat closed?" Issan said, "I would rather ask your reverence to do that." Hyakujo said, "I might well say it for you, but if I do, then later my Dharma descendants would be lost." Generally agreed that Issan rose to the occasion, and that Hyakujo's response was ironic approval. How that actually works out, I leave to you to sort out. As always, Ingo's comments in the Blue Cliff Record are very helpful, and I would recommend that you, if you can, acquire this set, the Blue Cliff Record, which is available in our very own bookstore. Next, he turned to Goho and asks, "How would you say something with your lips or throat closed?" This question is reminiscent of the second of Shogen's three turning words, "It is not with the tongue that you speak." The first of his Shogen's turning words was, "How is it that the person of great strength does not lift up a leg?" These and the third form questions in our miscellaneous koan. Would you say something with your lips and throat closed? Related to the common saying that Shakyamuni Buddha did not preach a word throughout his life. So Goho appears here. He doesn't appear anywhere else in our koan study. And he seems, although remembered, not to have been among the really great ones. However, he did go on to be a master, however well or poorly he did in response to Yakuja here. He rates a few paragraphs in Cleary's biographical supplement. A monk was taking leave of him as he was a teacher, and Goho said to the monk, "When you go all over, don't slander me by saying that I am here." The monk said, "I won't say that you're here." The master said, "Where would you say that I am?" The monk held up one finger. The master said, "You have already slandered me." Oh, he could hold his own very nicely as a teacher. But as someone still in training, I think it must be agreed that he didn't do so well here. Your reverence, too, should close your lips and throat. Can you distinguish here the difference between these two attendants? Isan, who said, "I would rather ask your reverence to say that or to do that." And Goho, who says, "Your reverence too should close your lips and throat." We get the clue from Yakujo's rather gentle response, "I will shade my eyes and gaze out toward you in the place where there is no one at all." Where is that place where there is no one at all? It seems to me that that is the place where A. Osho, the priest A, found himself in the famous interchange that led to the poem about the 100-foot pole. Chosa had a monk go and ask A. Osho, "What about when you had not yet met Nansen?" Well, the background of that is that A. Osho and Chosa were brother monks at one time studying under Nansen. Chosa went on to be a master. A. Osho went to live in a little hut in the forest. How is he getting along? Chosa wondered. So he sent a monk to find out. Told him what to say. "How about when you had not yet met Nansen?" The monk sat silently. That is to say, A. Osho sat silently. "How about after you met Nansen? After you really met intimately with Nansen?" Chosa said, "Nothing special." The monk came back and told Chosa about this, who said, "You who sit on the top of a 100-foot pole, although you have entered the way, it is not yet genuine. take a step from the top of the pole, and the worlds of the 10 directions will be your entire body. He was not pleased, Chosa was not pleased with Osho's response of nothing special. When Sydney Zen Center first established its journal, they called it Nothing Special. And I pointed out where they might be limiting themselves by quoting this case to them. So they changed it to Mind, Moon, Circle. Wonderful name. Nothing special. This is the place of reductionism. This is the place where teacher and student are the same, where male and female are the same, old and young are the same. The place of pernicious oneness, to use Yamada Roshi's expression. This is the reductionism that makes it easier to talk about momism or male chauvinism than it is to talk about the virtues of being male and the virtues of being female. This is the place where one speaks of the evils of hierarchy without distinguishing between hierarchy and authoritarianism. Your reverence, too, should close your lips or and talk. Your reverence too should close your lips and throat. Yes. May seem rather mild, but let's look at another example. Along the same line, a monk said to Kyosei, "All sounds are the sounds of the Buddha. Is that right or not?" And Kyosei said, "Oh, that's right." The monk said, "Doesn't your rear end make farting sounds?" Kyosei hit him. Well hit. Reductionism is really vulgarity, isn't it? Reducing everything to the same level. Like when I was a youth in high school chemistry, it was told to us that the human body is made up of minerals worth 98 cents. I don't think we felt very comfortable about that. It's said that with inflation it's gone up, you know, around 5.92 or something. So easy to reduce, so demanding to be subtle and to be naive. It is only with the naive spirit that you progress in your practice. If you are reducing everything to method and picking up on all the weaknesses of senior students and Roshi, and condemning the practice on the basis of those weaknesses, you can't get anywhere. The failure of the Sangha does not mean that Sangha is not an ideal for us all, to devote ourselves to. Goho, it seems, finally came to an awareness of this. I wonder how he responded when Yakujo says, "I will shade my eyes." From your brilliance, maybe. "I will shade my eyes and gaze out at you in the place where there are no people, in the place where no one is." "You have entered the way, but it is not yet genuine. Take a step from the top of the pole, and worlds of the 10 directions will be your entire body when you step from the top of that pole. Then there are mountains and rivers and towers and cottages, people and animals, male and female, children and adults, teachers and students. All unique. No invidious comparisons intended at all. Each one, the full presentation of the whole matter, as the child, as the adult." Sorted out. And then, of course, the basic matter becomes, how would you say something with your lips and throat closed? Meeting someone attained on the path, do not make your greetings with words or with silence. How would you make your greeting? Remember the words of the Diamond Sutra: dwell nowhere and bring forth that mind.